Here's the snap. Play fake. Bootleg. Red. Now thrown left. Caught at the 11 by Bennett to the 5. Bennett tumbles high in the air. He's in for the touchdown.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer, and unfortunately not a lot of great plays in the loss. What did you pick?
Yeah, but I'm going to take a positive approach. If we sit here and dwell on the negatives, this is an 8-4 football team. Get ready for the next divisional game. But I think you brought up a great point. The reason we're showing this play, it's an expansion of the game plan from a week ago. We showed a great catch by Matt Spaeth, probably one of the best in his career. But then how do you take a formation that your opponent is concerned about because the whereabouts and the success of the play, let's see a different version of it. Here, 9:05 in the game, 0-0. Pay attention to Earl Bennett here because he's going to be the key. However, here's your tight ends that were a major factor in the play that Matt Spaeth caught in the end zone. What you're going to do here is it's all about deception. You have to have respect for Matt Forte in the running game initially to create the movement of the defensive players. These guys are attracted to Matt Forte, assuming that this is going to be the point of attack for a run play. This whole time, they're getting ready for Earl Bennett to sneak out the backside. You get the initial reaction of the defense, you get Earl Bennett, then you got this guy, the defensive back, recognizing that it's going to be a rollout pass, and he's got to make a decision. Does he try to challenge the quarterback, or would he stay with Earl Bennett? He's going to go upfield, challenge the quarterback. Jay recognizes, doesn't have great foundation to make the throw, but accurately gets it to Earl. Key here, Kyle Adams downfield, continuing to turn into a blocker as soon as you know the offensive player has the football. You look at Matt Spaeth, here's the guy that caught the touchdown down here in the end zone. Boom, big time collision. Look at the flip, they replayed it, it's a touchdown. But as you mentioned, Larry, this is a different version of the touchdown pass to Matt Spaeth of last week.
Tom, I'm going to tap into your knowledge as an offensive lineman, and this is something we talked about last week. Tell me what the responsibility of the line is on this play, because it looks like they want to make sure that it looks like a run to the right here.
Exactly. Initially, it's about keeping your helmets low. Do not give the linebackers and the defensive backs by standing up that it's a pass protection responsibility. If you fire off the line of scrimmage and you keep your heads low, that creates the initial deception, and it affects so many players out of position. First of all, they have to respect the running back. Then you get the offensive lineman to burst off the line of scrimmage, and you see all this momentum being carried in this direction while Earl, with speed, is getting ready to sneak out the backside. Jay's ability to fake to Matt Forte and make sure he stays clean of any backside pressure. And that's what you see work.
One interesting thing to me about this play is that Brandon Marshall is not on the field, which is surprising given the fact that it seems like he's the one that's making all the big plays. You have one wide receiver and three tight ends. How important is it moving forward to keep getting other guys involved?
It's huge. It's instrumental. But again, the reason that Earl Bennett is involved in the success of this play is because the last time they threw it to Matt Spaeth here for a great catch in the corner. Now, because of last week's practices that the Seattle went through, high alert when these guys are on the field because they're immediately thinking tight end. This is a play that they've been able to use before. So again, deception is a key element, but success by other players is going to create opportunities for other players.
Here's the snap. Play fake. Bootleg. Red. Now thrown left. Caught at the 11 by Bennett to the 5. Bennett tumbles high in the air. He's in for the touchdown.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Hopefully we'll have some better stuff to talk about next week when the Bears play the Vikings. That's Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com.
The 8-4 Chicago Bears.